This is Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Still to come, answers to your questions in contending for the faith. And in understanding the Scriptures, Dave and Tom will resume their conversation on God's salvation. In addition to this radio program, we publish a monthly newsletter, which we make available free of charge. We also produce and distribute a variety of teaching materials, including books, video, and audio tapes, and other items to encourage the serious study of God's Word. We're currently evaluating the effectiveness of our radio ministry. If you find this broadcast edifying and informative, it's important for you to let us know. Please call, write, or visit our website to contact us by email. For a complete list of materials or to get a copy of today's broadcast, contact us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon 97708. Call us at 800-937-6638 or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org. Ask for program number 4503 and be sure to mention the call letters of this station. We'll repeat this information at the end of the program. Now, Religion in the News, a report and comment on religious trends and events being covered by the media. This week's item is from The Scotsman, September 23, 2003, with a headline, Workers' Religion Enforced by Law. Dateline, Edinburgh, Scotland. Employers may have to provide prayer rooms for staff and allow religious holidays as part of radical new laws to prevent discrimination at work. The proposals, which have been described as political correctness gone wild, are set to revolutionize the British workplace. Due to come into force in December, the legislation could see bosses taken to an employment tribunal unless they can accommodate all faiths and religious groups. Mandy Laurie, an expert in employment law and senior associate with Dundas & Wilson, an Edinburgh company, said bosses would be walking a tightrope to ensure they did not break the law. She said, "It does seem to be political correctness gone wild. Employers will be forced to appreciate other people's religions. If staff apply for holidays for religious purposes, they will need to be accommodating. It could be seen as discrimination if they don't give people time off to pray. They might need to offer them a prayer room. If an employer refused to give a Jewish person the day off on Saturday, that could be a problem. They could point to discrimination." Critics say the changes will create a bureaucratic nightmare as all faiths will need to be taken into account, raising the prospect of Christians refusing to work Sundays. The changes are contained in the Employment Equality, Religion or Belief Regulations 2003. Lawyers say the provisions also throw up a number of issues in terms of sectarianism, especially in the west of Scotland. Employers would be subject to a tribunal claim unless they offer a rigorous recruitment policy, open to both Catholics and Protestants. Last night, Alan Hogarth, a spokesman for the Confederation of British Industry in Scotland, said he hoped workers would take a common-sense approach. "Business needs to ensure that it operates efficiently and effectively," he added. "Employees need to retain a dose of common sense when putting in their requests. Company bosses will have to remain vigilant if they are to keep up with the rapidly expanding European legislation. To date, the law relating to discrimination has focused on three areas, sex, race, and disability. But they will now have to get to grips with laws prohibiting discrimination on the grounds of religion or belief, age, and sexual orientation."
They've political correctness gone wild. I think it's worse than that. I think it creates utter confusion because you're going to have one side saying this is discrimination, the other side saying no, this is ecumenism, this is an attempt to bring everybody together. But there are differences. And how are you going to work this out in the workplace? It just seems absurd.
Yeah, Tom, it's worse than absurd. It's insanity. They have more than opened a Pandora's box. Now, they've given opportunity to a lot of people who have no religious convictions whatsoever to claim that they have in order to get favors and time off. And you've got so many different religions that will be involved in this, and people will be inventing their own religions or their own ideas, every cult and so forth. There is no way that you can make this thing work. It will stop industry and bring it to a grinding halt.
Mm-hmm.
When people want to get off for this and get off for that and so forth, I think there are going to be some lawsuits, and it doesn't make sense how in the world this got started. I would suspect it was the Muslims who were behind this, who have put pressure on the government. We need to have our prayer room. You remember, I think we've mentioned it before, but in South Africa, for example, there are only 3% of the populace are Muslims. They control the whole food industry.
Right.
If you have a chicken ranch, for example, you've got to have a Muslim imam there as you slaughter the chickens. He has to have his stamp on everything. Cereal, everything in the grocery store has to have the Muslim stamp to accommodate 3%. And I suspect that's what's behind this.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't want to just say Muslims. So everybody know it. Tom, it doesn't make sense. I'm glad it's not happening in America, at least not yet.
Well, at least not yet is right. How would you like to go before an employment tribunal? I love the word tribunal. This is quoted twice. If there's a problem, the tribunal is going to work it out. Can you imagine that? And then it's related to unions. Oh, boy.
See, on the one hand, we have a rejection of any connection between religion or the church and the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
You can't practice your religion. You can't talk to other people, push Christianity on other people in the workplace.
Witness, right.
No. And then they come up with this law. It's I'm just astonished at it, Tom. What can we, well, I don't think that, let's say a Christian is there. What is he going to do? He doesn't have any special rules and regulations that he must follow. He can't demand special holidays. He can't even demand not to work on Sunday. That's not biblical. There should be a day of rest, but the Bible does not enforce it. So he certainly can't witness to others. He doesn't have to pray at certain times. So there's a prayer room set apart for him. He is to pray without ceasing. So it's not going to help Christians. Tom, it will create chaos, and, mm-hmm. and I just don't understand it. But I suppose these are some of the things that are happening in the last days.
So this looks like, for some people, I'm sure, as you said, probably Muslims, accommodation. They're being accommodated and so on. On the other hand, we have laws that are, in Canada, they're just over the top, and we find some of it here. These are hate laws. In other words, if you object to somebody's religion, or let's say you say, listen, I believe they're believing a lie, they're believing something that's not true, and I want to encourage them with the truth, guess what? We begin with a tribunal, and then maybe we go to court, and then maybe we go to fine, and then maybe we go to jail.
In Canada, you cannot even quote the condemnation of homosexuality from the Bible. So the Bible no longer has the authority that it once had. The homosexuals have greater authority than the Bible. Now, what is this going to do in Europe? We know that the Antichrist will be worshipped as God. I would think that this is kind of setting the stage for a world religion.